third. Manea tied. I remember you finished off, and close up was Bold Gypsy and Company with Just All, then Red Handle and French Jet, Set Way carved up, and the last one was Wrapped in Blue. Number five, Secret Mode. Good cult this as well, from a maiden win over Maxwell by Madonna's to Keith Enity and Iconic,
and then very well accepted by everybody along the way. So there's
Saxton Long, Felconics, couple ahead, Armusta, good, Dean.
Yeah, they're pretty close to a start. I think there's about one or two to move up.
Okay, righty. Well, when we come back, we will give you a question. Why don't I give you the question now?
Star, and then Falconic, Real Princess, and From Within, Hootson at the 375, led by about two lengths here from Modernity. Invincible Star on the outside, Bring It Home, Pop is the next one, and Falconic over on the inside, Hootson, Kenji keeps going at the moment, Home Pop.
Horses,
Bring It Home Pop, and running home a chauffeur
the
down the
slipper,
outside. Hootson's in front with 100 metres left to go. Here's chauffeur out of the pack. Hootson's in front of chauffeur.
As we go to New Zealand.
Joe Banks and Opie Bosson complete the line. We're locked and loaded for the first on Derby Day. Gates open immediately thereof. And Bouncing Elm was dancing, claims to be the early leader from Julius. Right there is Mahalo, then Selby on the improved Kalama out deeper and going with it, Hollywood Lass. Two links back in behind, those is all torn up. Back second to last, Judge R. Banks and Paddy Burke is the tail leader. 900 metres to go, Pacemaker Dancing Flames leads by 3/4 from Kalama. Hollywood Lass is right there between runners and on the inside, Julius. 2.5 to 3 lengths away in the clear, Mahalo. A further 3 lengths back, Selby, then came Judge.
Two links here from
Modernity.
Invincible Star on the outside. Bring It Home Pop is the next one. And Falconic over on the inside. Hootson Kenji keeps going at the moment. Yes, she's about 2.5 links in front of Modernity. Bring It Home Pop. And running home a chauffeur down the outside. Hootson's in front with 100 metres left to go. Here's chauffeur out of the pack. Hootson's in front of chauffeur. Hootson's gripping on.
The pacemaker is still dancing flames. Big Julius ranges up on the outside. Here they come now. Judge
up there is in vain a good and Modernity, there's a three. Champion X next in from Adamo Star. Shouts to Keith Rasta. Invincible Star, Real Princess, Bring It Home Pop, Saxton Rock, From Within. Second last home there was Falconic, and the last one was Stella Girl. Hootson, you are a star.
Further back in the field then would have been Mahalo, then came
from chauffeur
third,
might be Modernity.
And Kalama will be the last of the name to finish. As you would expect, when the big money's up, the first on the card in New Zealand Herald 1200. Julius had the lead.
Has been expected odds and tied out. She goes Pop is seeking shortcuts from the inside. Rose of Wurrum
really
and Commandy Star in the straight.
The
one Golden Day and Flipping Bellow length and a half in front of. Now Red Silhouette on the outside coming with the big guns. Flipping Bellow went past one Golden Day. Flipping Bellow looking the winner at the 100 metre mark. Red Silhouette battling on with one Golden Day. But Flipping Bellow is too strong. Flipping
Bellow. This morning. John from Coogee has won this one.
Good on you, John from Coogee. I think the last time he won, we thought he was on Coogee Beach because it was about 45 degrees or something like that. But he won't be there today. But John's won a couple of times.
Star
on,
in the star in the scrum.
That's
who told him. We told him he wouldn't be able to drink his debauderly down there because the council had made a law. It was an alcohol-free zone.
There you go. Now, the answer's quite simple, actually. It was Miss Finland, and I thought she was the only one until I sort of did some research, and then I found out Flying Spur was also
Thinking
the other
shortcuts
horse.
From the inside,
Flying
Rose
Spur
of Wurrum,
and
Commanding Star in the straight,
slipper,
one Golden Day, and Flipping Bellow length and a half in front of now Red Silhouette on the outside, coming with the big guns. Flipping Bellow went past one Golden Day. Flipping Bellow looking the winner at the 100 metre mark. Red Silhouette battling on with one Golden Day, but Flipping Bellow is too strong. Flipping Bell has been too good. Red Silhouette got second loss. It's Cloth Cap over in the straight. Then one Golden Day.
Good on you, Paul. Now, take note, Gosford has been postponed following a further inspection. And another 12-year-old
coming
to the
with
the
down,
the
red
meeting
and
has
a
been postponed and with just too much surface water on the track. So no racing this afternoon from Gosford. All right, Courtney Rees has been patiently waiting for us. Courtney, good morning to you.
On the inside, Rose of Wurrum, and Commanding Star in the straight, one Golden Day and Flipping Bellow length and a half in front of. Now Red Silhouette on the outside coming with the big guns. Flipping Bell went past one Golden Day. Flipping Bell looking the winner at the 100-metre mark. Red Silhouette battling on with on Golden Day, but Prolific Bell is too strong. Prolific Bell has been too good. Red Silhouette got second loss to Pop Capo in the straight. Then one Golden Day, she goes pop left her race at the start. Tides out, Commandy Star missed away. Rose of Wurrum late scratching Fast Vision.
I thought the scratching was the best bet on the card, but now that it's out, I've got
a big bell the winner, Dan Griffin.
The good draw. He's been third in his last three and draws to either be in front or
his house and the from upright
and
fifth, 7 or 8
like
metres left.
Prince,
and then we've got low places peeling out. Vaulting Ambition
time.
Into Lode last of all. 400 metres left to go. Zendaving joined by Kim Noir. Our story on the outside. Vaulting Ambition runs home and Cantermill's over on the inside. It's Kim Noir reaching a slender lead from Zenday. Cantermill, our story struggling to get there. Vaulting Ambition runs home on the outside. Kim Noir, Zenday, Vaulting Ambition. Kim Noir's in front. Vaulting Ambition on the outside. Kim Noir's in front. She's back.
This one's a C2 to C3 with the scratching being 3 official Jasper.
It's a really nice place here. It's a number, I've gone with one of the Sydney visitors, number 9, cleaned out, comes down from Sydney, and he's got 2 wins in his last 3 starts.
Runs home, it runs home, outside bar, having joined by his left to Gustavall.
Danger is consistent there, Chris resuming which included a 3rd at a Menangle Country Series final, plus a 4th in a Group 3 before having a break. And some little girl will be a big player. Next best is Mammal Splash, who was narrowly beaten last time when he had to do all the bulletin work without cover. And looks like a chance to lead here. And I thought Captain Kim.
400 metres left to go. Zenday being joined by Kim Noir. Our story on the outside. Vaulting Ambition runs home. And Cantermill's over on the inside. It's Kim Noir reaching a slender lead from Zenday. Cantermill. Our story struggling to get there. Vaulting Ambition runs home on the outside. Kim Noir, Zenday, Vaulting Ambition. Kim Noir's in front. Vaulting Ambition on the outside. Kim Noir's in front. She's back. Kim Noir want to head to Vaulting Ambition. 3rd Zenday, 4th Cantermill, our story, 5th in. Then into Lubonico's Prince and low places about 5 lengths away last. Kim Noir's bounce back, number 3. Emma Young for Steve Tregay.
He's got a great strike rate. But ran on well and looks well
fitted. And also very wide. LZ, bit of a last the outside there is Fresh Vignol and Glendara's last of all. 450 metres left to go. Flamboyer ruling force on the outside. Sir Moments cut the corner. Aldini is right there. Still Zippers weaving through. It is Stry gets out. Jumbo Prince and Bid Eye Babe down the outside. Sir Moments inside and Flamboyer on the outside running home as well as Still Zip. Sir Moments, Flamboyer, Still Zip and in his stride down the outside.
But should be better for the race experience and wasn't beaten too far in a good time. And I put one of the debutantes, Miss Ellie May, in for
450 metres left to go. Flamboyer, ruling force on the outside. Sir Moments cut the corner. Aldini is right there. Still Zippers weaving through. It is Stry gets out. Jumbo Prince and Bid Eye Babe down the outside. Sir Moments inside of Flamboyer.
Jackalija and 5 Megs Monaro.
The first of the features, and I think there's going to be a strong chance of visitors here in the derby. I've gone Serengeti from 4-7. I am Serengeti. Could have been more impressive during the week when he scored an 18-metre win at Menangle when sitting without cover throughout.
The gates, sweetly dragging by Prince Alliance.
In the New South Wales derby, he's in between them. Dangerous Heritage Beach, who won on debut before striking trouble last time out when checked, has been freshened since then. And the front line draw is an advantage in this race.
Left to go. Flamboyer, ruling force on the outside. Sir Moments cut the corner. Aldini is right there. Still Zippers weaving through. It is Stry gets out. Jumbo Prince and Bid Eye Babe down the outside. Sir Moments inside and Flamboyer on the outside running home as well as Still Zip. Sir Moments, Flamboyer, Still Zip. And it is Stry down the outside. Sir Moments, Flamboyer, Still Zip. It is Stry. Sir Moments just in front. Sir Moments has won the Sunshine Coast Cup from Flamboyer. Boyer. I think it is stride third, just ahead of Stills Deb. Glendara flashed through late. Eldini, Choice Row, Vander Spice. Friendly Dragon, Sky Kingdom, Jumbo Prince, Fenelon Road, Ruling Force, Sulphur Song, Brisbane Yole, Dream Choice, Bidai Bay, the Vast End, Pillar of Creation. Sir Moments has won the Sunshine Coast Cup number one.
Race doubled in prize money from last season to get the group three status. There are plenty of chances, but I've gone with number seven, Barlow.
Slipped into another gear and slipped away. Out by three, four from Richard Fair. Then came CC Sequalo, out BB, another slipper. It's interesting in the miners. Look at this. Look at this. Winning Rupetta. He's about six or seven lengths in front. I'll be very interested in the time here. Lloyd rides into the line, sends him to the line, and winning Rupetta by six and a half. From Deep Image, our BB, Richard Fair. Then came from Rich.
7-4-5-11 in race 6, the Wagga Cup. Let's have a look at race 7, the Union Club Hotel Wagga Ropes. And there's no scratchings here, a field of 10.
The Oaks is the last of the main features on the card, and here I want number 9, Cheese Sugar Sweet, from 10, 1 and 2. Cheese Sugar Sweet comes down from Sydney, looking to make it a hat-trick.
Another gear and slipped away, out by 3, 4 from Rich Affair. Then came CC Sequalo, out BB, another slipper. It's interesting in the miners. Look at this. Look at this. Winning Rupetta. He's about 6 or 7 lengths in front. I'll be very interested in the time here. Lloyd rides into the line, sends him to the line, and winning Rupetta by 6.5. From Deep Image, our BB, Rich Affair, Miss Kindlin, Rare Recurrence, another slipper. Then below, so Roses for Joy, Golden Ari, CC Sequalo. Look at that, 17.97. He's 0.1 outside of Takeover Targets track record.
Race 7, race number 8 is a C out of C1, and the scratching is 3. He's a joker.
X1
Friendly Dragon from High Sun Black Jet and Mukadama Sun Homeward Bound, 400 metres left to go. Colour Charge out of the centre of the track and over on the outside now coming home. Right home down the outside now is Bidalong Road, and also weaving through as Dance of Heroes and Beatniks coming through as well. Sam Cat, Colour Charge, Beatniks on the outside, Dance of Heroes. There's about six across the track here. Sam Cat, Dance of Heroes and Friendly Dragon down the outside. Sab Cat, Dancing Heroes, latest Beatniks and Friendly Dragon out wide. Photo, Beatniks or Friendly.
6 and race 9, the last, the tab pace, a CO only, and the scratching's the emergency 11, Flaneur.
And I expect number 3, Recipe for Dreaming to be too strong for 4-7-11. Recipe for Gaming was well beaten when second behind I Am Serengeti during the week. Should have been
a
fine and much easier race.
Heroes and Fruers Dance Road,
Dance
and all now is
Kiwi and our Met match, his first time in Australia. I'm expecting a fair bit of improvement in the new stable. Next best is Kiwara Hustler. With a tricky draw and is resuming, but chose promise in his first two seasons of racing. And I've put the impressive last start winner, Annie Matilda, in for fourth as she rises in grade. The numbers again there are three.
Black Jet and Mukadama Sun, homeward bound, 400 metres left to go. Colour Charge out of the centre of the track. And over on the outside now coming home. Right home down the outside now is Bidalong Road, and also weaving through as Dance of Heroes and Beatniks coming through as well. Sam Cat, Colour Charge, Beatniks on the outside, Dance of Heroes. There's about six across the track here. Sam Cat, Dance of Heroes and Friendly Dragon down the outside. Sam Cat, Dance of Heroes, latest Beatniks and Friendly Dragon out wide. Photo, Beatniks or Friendly Dragon, they're worlds apart. A further photo, third, Dance of Heroes, Sab Cat. Next in Colour Charge, High Sun, Ruling Force, Bodega Negra, and then Bidalong Road in company with Black Jet, Mukadama Sun, Hudson County Transporter, and the last one, Sky Kingdom. It's a photo finish, Beatniks and Friendly Dragon, they hit it.
First yielding by champion, Dundee, can win 6 Group 1s and over 5.3 million. From Fund Zero, pass sister to the Dam of Champions.
Justin Baldwin for race 7. John Bro and John Bro back desert by three lengths.
What a great racehorse.
Back at good John Bro. And they're clear from Queen Tara, who's running home down the outside. Iron Boss, the next one. Justin Baldwin just with the way from high on back coming through. It's good John Bro on the centre. Good job, Bro, on high on back. Rips the lead together from Justin Baldwin. Queen Tara's the next one. Good job, Rose in front from high on back. Good job, Rose in front from high on back. Flashing latest. Razor Moss on the inside. Good job, Rose. Just one from either Razor Moss or high on back. It's a photo for Justin Baldwin. Queen Tara. Iron Boss next in from Appleton.
His hard work has made him an asset to the business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit nerdemployment.com.au. You can feel it in the air. Autumn Racing returns to Kembla Grange Racecourse Friday, March 10 with Classic Day. And on March 23 for the Carlton United Breweries Provincial Championship Day. It's free entry with gourmet barbecue, drinks and entertainment. And a store of
back right
for just $100 per person. The Bert Lilly Lounge includes a sportless board lunch and beverages. You can also win tickets and accommodation for the championship at Royal Rampage. S1713308. Terms and conditions and event details at KemblaGrangeRacing.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Thanks to high on back and good job, bro. And they're clear from Queen Tara, who's running home down the outside.
Of the track has discovered more surface water, and they've decided that they can't go ahead with the meeting today. So Gosford off this afternoon.
Good job, bro. On high on back, rips the lead together from Justin Bullock. Queen Tara is the next one. Good job, bro. In front from high on back. Good job, bro. In front from high on back. Flashing latest. Brazen Moss on the inside. Good job, Bros. Just one from either Brazen Moss or high on back. It's a photo for Justin Bullock, Queen Tara.
We'll take a look at the first event, a golden Easter egg prelude. Scratchings of five Liberty Lee and seven Celebrate. Now, reserves here, Tim. Nine Slick Oscar into box seven and ten Almost Black into box five.
Good job, Bro, the winner. Brazen Moss rattling along the rail. I might just miss the second and expensive high on back, but it was the eye catcher late. The winner, though, was Good Job, Bro, number 13.
The track, run right around 30 and 2.
That have been on Snippy. Speeding Snippy again. It's by Martell and Snast. In the
Bull Cup, number one,
followed by Martont. Then can't find Snippy. Rosa Carolina's right on the back of the favourite. And Vienna Romance is last. Into the straight. And Wilcania leads from Snowbrook. Coco Excel would want to get a wriggle on. Oh, this is not going well. Down the outside is Rosa Carolina putting in. It's Wilcania in front from Can't Find Snippy. Coming between them, Martont and Rosa Carolina's lengthening the outside. It's Wilcania. Can't find Snippy and Rose.
He's won 8 out of 12 starts. He's had a couple of runs at Whitworth Park. He finished runner-up during the week there, and it was a tidy effort. He's normally a pretty good beginner. He's got plenty of early burn. He's well drawn to charge down the centre here, have a dip for the lead around the first corner. Rowan Hill on top, number 7, to beat 8 Magic Gambler, who's shooting for the hat-trick. Had this alley win a winner there last start and is meeting similar company. Then number 4, Goldstein, who's racing really well and has got the early pace to be competitive. Throw in number 5, Nolo Crescenti. 7, 8, 4 and 5 race.
7, 8, 4, 5 the second, the third, the next of the Easter Egg Preludes. Reserves out.
Number 1, Savannica, 2 on top here. One at Wentworth Park on Wednesday night, running 30 and 11. Beautifully drawn on the rails. Loves drawing the fence and will drive up and have a dip for the lead through the first corner. And, geez, if he does lead, he'll take some pegging back. He might be able to hold second behind Hell of a Humble, who's really, really pacey. If he does hold second behind that greyhound, I think he'd be too strong for him. I'm putting Hell of a Humble in for second. He's just a lead pinger. With that great burn. He just struggled running a strong 5.20, but he always gives an almighty sight. Then number 5, Good Odds Bricky, no doubt the strongest greyhound of the race. He's a huge chance. He just needs a little bit of luck in running, and you need to steer him into the clear mid-race. And then throw in number 6, Shrixon, who's always around the money. 1, 3, 5, and 6.
So 1, 3, 5, 6, the third. The fourth is the first leg of tonight's Big Six, and the reserves are out.
Number one, Abby River. She's one of the most promising stayers in the country. She found trouble and was unlucky when she finished fifth at the Meadows last Saturday night in a heat of the Group 1 series. She now returns to Wentworth Park, where she's won 4 out of 8 and has 3 minors. She'll get back in the early stages, but she's really strong at the end. She's the one to beat, number one, Abby River. To beat 2 Stars Alight, who's a talented type, has won 3 of her last 4 runs. She goes really good at Wentworth Park. She's a big chance. Then number 4, Melissa's Pride. Bonnie Little Bitch, brilliant beginner, plenty of early dash, and she just keeps on plugging along in the lead. She can win as well. And then throw in 7, Gutterdo Cove. She might be the knockout greyhound at a bit of value. 1, 2, 4, and 7 in the 4.
1, 2, 4, 7 in race 4. Race 5 with the $20,000 jackpot gets the quaddie underway at 10 to 9. The WeddyPark.com.au stakes. And the scratching is 6, Top of Road.
Number 8, Chevy Prince. He's got a big, big engine. He's beautifully drawn out in box number 8 where he likes to race. He should get a nice little cart across here and just settle right behind the leaders and then knuckle down in the latter part of the race. He's been racing over the middle journey on provincial tracks in recent times. 8, Chevy Prince on top. Beat 2, Ritza Rossi, grand old campaigner. Always gives his all. He'll get back in the early part, but is really strong at the end. Then 7, Runway Off. She's one of the likely leaders. And then number 1, Suzy Cargo. She's never far from the action. 8, 2, 7, and 1.
8, 2, 7, 1 there, race 5. Across to race 6, the Golden Easter Egg.com.au stakes. Sam, there's no scratchings.
Pretty keen on number 2 here, Fantastic Blake, at a bit of value. I think number 8, Nangar Thunder, will be a short price commodity around the even money mark. Gee, I think Fantastic Blake, if he just begins on a clean note, I think he's drawn to lead this field and he can run around the 32nd. And at the value, geez, I reckon he's a great bet, number 2, Fantastic Blake, to find the lead in the early stages because there's no pace drawn on his outside. And if he does lead, as I said, he can get to 30 seconds and that might be good enough to win this race on this track tonight. And at the value, number 2, Fantastic Blake, to topple the favourite, number 8, Nangar Thunder. Look, he's a big, powerful greyhound. He has run 29.62 at the track. He's well drawn wider out. I can see why he's a short price favourite. He's the one to beat, but at the value, I've got to go with Fantastic Blake. Then number 1, Compare, beautifully drawn on the rails, and throw in 6, Cosmical, who's racing really well, but is facing his biggest test to date tonight. 2, 8, 1, and 6.
2, 8, 1, 6 in race 6. Race number 7 is over the 5:20, and the scratchings are 6, Lick Oscar, and 7, Almost Black.
Pretty keen on number 4, Old Bailey. He led all the way on Wednesday night at Wentworth Park, running 29.96. He meets a similar field tonight, ability-wise. He's a quick beginner. He's got the early dash to overcome the tricky alley. I think he'll go back-to-back, number 4, Old Bailey, on top. There'll be 2, Left Pocket, a pacey type. He'll roll forward in the early part. Then number 3, My Boy Ryland, throw in number 8, Kenya Bounce, for the wider multiples. Keen on 4 to beat 2, 3, 8.
4 from 2, 3, and 8. Race 8 is the Sky Racing Stakes. It'll wrap up the quaddie at 10 to 10. There's no scratchings.
Number 5, Go Good Riddance, has been out of the money in her past 3 runs, but I'm prepared to give her another chance here. She can ping the lids on a night, and she's got plenty of early dash when she does hit the ground. Not badly drawn in the 5 alley. I think she might be able to lead here and run a cheeky race. To beat 1, Red Calibre is another pacey type. I would prefer her drawn a little wider out on the track, but she can handle inside out. Then number 8, Master Gambler, and throw in number 3, Exciting, who's airborne at the moment. 5, 1, 8, and 3.
So 5, 1, 8, 3 there, race 8. Race 9 is the Weddy Park on Twitter stakes, and the scratching is 7, Unapologetic.
Number 8, Bad Hombre, is drawn to get an airport runway down the centre of the track here because box 7 is vacant and the 1 in 6 is a mad crasher. So Bad Hombre is going to get every chance to just rush down the centre here, run to the lead and put his rivals away mid-race. The only query with him, he's debuting at Wentworth Park. He's done all of his racing down at Canberra where he's won 4 out of 6. He's run pretty good times down there. Debuting at the 5:20, so a little query there, but geez, he's just drawn to lead and lead by a big margin, and it's whether he can just sneak home first up at the track and first up at the 500. Number 8, Bad Hombre, to beat 2, Flighty Egyptian. who is fitter for her most recent run. She's a capable type. She goes in. Then number four, Unique Gatsby. He's resuming from a lengthy break. Ken Spridwell fresh. And then number three is Ambora Jagger. 8-2-4-3
race 9 and race 10, the last at 25-11. There's no scratchings.
Number two, Fire and Smoke, has got a massive engine when he does put it all together. He did it at Gosford at his most recent run, winning in flying time. He lacks genuine dash, but when he does get balanced up, he gets into his work and he's really strong over the latter stages. You might just need to steer him through the first corner and get him into a good position, and then he'll let loose down the back straight. Two Fire and Smoke on top. To beat five, Denise, who's run a couple of placings in the most, or a past couple of runs at Whitworth Park. She's got the early pace to roll forward. Then number four, Miss Abby Vale, and then throw in number eight, Road to Lulu. 2-5-4 and 8-2. Close it out, Simon.
2-5-4-8. So your best race of 6 and 7?
Yeah, I think Fantastic Blake at the value to topple the favourite Vanguard Thunder. So race 6, number 2, Fantastic Blake, and then race 7, number 4, Old Bailey. He'll be at a shorter quote around the $2.20, $2.50 mark, but I think both greyhounds will run huge races tonight.
Good on you. Thanks very much for your help, Tim. Good calling tonight.
Thanks, Simon.
First to Wentworth Park at 28 after 7. We'll take a break. It's coming up to 11. And Peter Ellis in just a moment to look at Morfordville.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Youth Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 youths on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD1808.
For a limited time, purchase the selected Bridger washing machine plus the packaging and the old Bridger washer taken away for free. Only at Inwood and only for a limited time. See in store at inwood.com.au for details.
She's a tough filly, single gaze. She fights them off and wins it.
Plus the Bert Lily
Memorial. Hello everyone, welcome to Randwick. Yes, Randwick, we are racing today. It was on, it was off. Will they race? Yes, they will. They will, they sure will. It's perhaps a heavy pace, some people are saying, to walk the track.
Yeah, that's surprising. You know, like, is this the Randwick of old? We've had 6 days
so
of rain this week,
just a tick to look at
and plenty over the last 48 hours.
Moore,
I think we'll,
put the focus on
we'll make a decision on that after
Simon
the last.
Simon Monopoulos from Racing and Sports coming up just before
11:30.
He'll find his best three for Randwick.
Well, Michael Fraser walked
and
the track.
Gosford,
and
well, the meeting's been postponed.
Every Randwick meeting. I'd say he's walked it at least twice in the last 24 hours. I know when I spoke to him yesterday, he walked it, I think, around about 10 o'clock Friday morning. And he just walked it as a poured. And he said there was a lot of surface water. And things like that, but he was quite happy with
this
it. He's walked
five,
it approximately an hour ago, and he is astounded that it's actually improved from where it was yesterday. That's the when you said someone rates this track an 8. That's Michael's assessment that it's better than it was yesterday, and he thinks it's closer to an 8. We'll hear what the jockeys have to say after the first, but it is officially rated as a heavy 9. You can see the Kenzo track and how much work's going on there and how much water's sitting on the dirt there. Nivesh Ramdani was just saying a moment ago how easily the track came together after the pounding in Cop last week. He said you wouldn't have known.